Hey, it's the boys. We back. PS and BS, episode 28. Man, shout out to all the listeners. Shout out to all the YouTube viewers. Shout out to all the IG followers. If you haven't already, go show some support and follow the Instagram at PS and BS POD. Man, today we're going to be discussing our game demos needed. And of course, the console wars.
Oh, Lord.
And other gaming news. And of course, some BS. But before all that, let me see what my guy's been up to. Yo, Biggs, what's good?
Yo, you already know. It's your boy Biggs, most lovable one in the crew. You know, you hear this voice start getting funny feeling, being butterflies on your stomach. You sit down, blows, you feel like, all right, another episode of PSBS. Let's get it. All right, so Biggs has been playing. What do I got? Number one, first and foremost, I know that's your wife and y'all went to counseling and all this good stuff, Call of Duty Warzone has slowly become my life for the past week.
Yes,
I've been on it super duper heavy.
I've right.
Been killing that shit. So that's COD. I've also been on a special demo for a game. I don't know if you guys know the game, but I'm going to get into it when we go into the PS section.
Yeah.
I've also been on Overcooked 2 with my man Steels, with my fellow chef. That was an experience. That was something that we that we got into. We're damn near going to be running the kitchen by the end of the month. But that's what I've been playing. I'm excited to talk about the demo though. So
all right, cool. And of course, Statman Lex, what's good?
What's going on, everybody? Statman here, aka Elite Geet, aka the Game Whisperer. Once again, yeah, I've been good. I've been playing some Division 2 again. I know I sound like a broken record, but that's pretty much.
Damn, you still playing that?
That's of my course.
Thing. Damn. Played a little Doom Eternal.
Hey,
that's a big one.
Yeah, I played some of that and catching up on Paradise PD season 2.
Same. Well,
I watched the first one. I didn't start season 2 though. Wow. That's crazy.
It's one of the best shows ever.
Netflix, really?
The creator always shouts me out on Twitter. I always post stuff and he likes it and retweets it. Waco O'Gwin, or his name is.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
No one's going to say anything about that.
Hey.
We got to start our list. Industry list.
I love that show.
Sheesh.
Yeah, that's about it, man.
That's all what's right. up.
Steels. What's turn. Good?
Chilling. Steels wants to take two. Resident fat boy in the building hitting the sticks.
Uh-huh.
Freestyle maestro. We're in a different building today.
Yeah,
we just managed to find places that let us come in.
Yeah.
I'm still same. Call of Duty, me and my abusive wife. That is Call of Duty.
Sheesh. Yeah.
Edit point.
We keep just wanting to play, and I hit up with Biggs a little bit this week. We hit up a little bit of the Warzone.
Yep.
Okay. Y'all got into it?
Oh, yeah. We played for a couple hours the other
night. I have, teams on deck
because
trying to play, and it's only threes. It's the ultimate downfall.
That's finna change. I've been playing a lot of NHL 20 with my cousins.
We've been playing a lot of 3v3 tournaments.
Me and my cousin actually won a 3v3 tournament the other night and then got, two second places. We're hitting that game really hard, too. All
right.
Overcooked, too. Me and Biggs hit that up last night. He wasn't kidding. We're damn near going to be running. Well, I've already ran kitchens. So I got a 16-year restaurant background.
Did that work? Did that help you?
So definitely it brought back memories already. When we started getting it out. We'll talk about that, though.
No, it was insane. When we get back to normal setting, we're gonna share a clip. I don't care how long it is after today. We have to. This is pure entertainment.
Yes.
Us playing that game.
But look out on the socials, man.
In the beginning, it's kind of just like okay, fish here, okay.
And
this
then all
here.
Hell breaks
and
loose.
And then it's like, yo, we need dishes washed.
I need
steak cut up. I need carrots. Go steam these vegetables. Go mix this flour. Yo, it's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Calling out checks, and I felt like I was in the kitchen again. No cap.
That's all your games for this week?
Yeah, a little Destiny.
We'll just slide.
I did clear the raid this week. Finally, thanks out. Thank you to the Cat Boys that finally let me run one with them.
Yeah.
We finally got that out the way.
Of course. And of course, me, Trav, the almighty man, the real 2K.
Oh, I actually do have it.
The real 2K game.
And then followed up with the.
Nah, respect it. But anyways, I've been on the gaming tip. I've Got the Doom Eternal, of course. I'm a Doom guy, Doom Slayer. You know, I drafted him in, you know, history. also, I got on that that demo, man.
Which demo? I forgot to say
Resident
that.
Resident Evil. Oh,
so I thought we were going to keep the demos quiet.
I said I was playing a demo. We're just going to get
into
it.
Because I had a demo, too. I had a demo, too.
So, I mean, that's pretty much been it.
I guess I'm the only guy here who doesn't play demos.
Foreshadowing.
But with that said, hey, Lex.
Yes.
You got something for this week?
Yes, I do. Game of the week.
Let's hit that up.
Oh, this God. Game of the week, I think you guys should really play this. I like to focus on these smaller games.
More indie.
Yeah, that kind of fall off the radar a little bit, show some love. So this week's game is Crossing Souls. Okay. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. You probably have. It's by Devolver Digital, and no, they do not have me on their payroll.
I was gonna say, what's up with? I know you like Devolver, but sheesh.
It's just their games are so good. this is pretty much. A Crossing Souls is an action adventure with RPG touches, set in a pixelated California. Ooh. Control five characters: Chris, Matt, Charlie, Big Joe, and Kevin. Each one has a unique set of skills and their own combat style.
Oh.
So it's basically a mix between Stranger Things meets Sliders. It's set like in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
And they kind of do a parody of E.T., Ghostbusters, Back to the Future, Godzilla.
What? All those send great, me the link.
Yes, yeah. All those great freaks, movie moments.
I'm that
you
guy.
You play that as these kids. One kid is like really fast. The other one has like technology.
Cool.
The girl like has a whip and she really fights well. And Big Joe, obviously, he's a strong guy.
Right.
It's a great game, guys. Devolver.
Is there
you know,
a fat kid?
Yeah, Big Joe.
That's me.
You say, is there a fact?
Yeah, it's pretty much an 80s dream come true.
All right.
Great game, good soundtrack, obviously.
What's the name of it again?
The Crossing
thing with
Souls.
Those pixelated Crossing games Souls. Like that, they age so well.
Yeah,
man.
They do. It's a fantastic game. I love it. Play it. Crossing Souls came out, I think, in 2018.
All right.
I love it.
Go get it.
Go get it.
I'm interested.
Yep.
I think only Lex, you said you got Doom, right?
Yes.
Anybody else get Doom?
I wanted to so bad, but looking at the...
I have plans to get it eventually, but it's not...
Did you get enough in where you got something to
say?
Yeah,
definitely.
All right, Lex, go ahead, just hit him. I want to hear you, or do you want to hear me first?
Yeah, I want to hear you first.
All right, so with Doom Eternal, man...
Because you hide it less than I do.
They check all the boxes
he
off.
He does, right? He's very obvious.
They delayed Doom Eternal, right?
Yes.
And I felt like all the quality of... Like, in Doom, the first one I came back in 2016, right? There was times in that game where you kind of got lost. Like, you didn't know where to go. They fixed that. Like,
did they not have objective markers under them?
I don't think they did. No, if they did, it was horrible. They did, but it was horrible. Like, it'd be like, the objectives would be like, this door, but the door is locked.
Go
you're
here.
Like, how do I get through this door? It was a lot of wasted
like puzzle
time.
Kind of shit.
No, it wasn't even puzzle. It was just a lot of backtracking, wasting time.
Yep.
And with this one, they added fast travel to it. Only if you... Like, got
get
to the certain
it.
Extent.
To
only when
checkpoint.
You get to the check, like, right. And that makes you, before, like, I ended a level, I checked my map and seen all the stuff that I missed. Like, it tells you question marks. And I'll fast travel back to the beginning of the level and start doing explore because I already cleared all the monsters.
Right.
So now I can go back with the explore mentality and just explore and get that part.
Gotcha.
I love it. The collecting, you know, I'm a looter, guys. So the collecting, I got all the toys in the so far level. I got
toys.
The cheat codes because they got them on little floppy disks.
Yeah,
they finding the levels, and they have like cheat codes. So when you run back the missions, you can have these cheat code elements, like all the weapons are unlimited life and all that. So I like that aspect, man. The game is just so far.
I wanted to get it. I wanted
first
to get it
person shooter, man. It's there. The frame rate on that game. I don't know how that game can move that fast on a console, man. I don't know.
I'll touch on that in a minute.
Yeah.
I'm holding out. Yeah.
But
I'm holding out.
Yeah, hold out.
Game.
But
there's
I mean,
another game that I'm looking more forward to right now.
That's cool. I'm a Doom guy. I couldn't let it pass me by. I got a good deal on it, so I had to pick it up. For everybody else, just look out, man. It might be a shooter of the year.
Yeah.
No,
whoa.
I was super before Lex does his
deep own, dive.
I didn't want to call it deep dive. I don't know. Are you gonna do a deep dive?
Not really. It's echoing and then some other little tidbits.
Yeah.
No, before he does that, I just wanted to say I'm not a Doom fan. Not that I don't like Doom. I just never played it at all. Wasn't a part of my childhood. Never.
But you got
never
on that Wolfenstein,
it.
Right?
I got on Wolfenstein. That got me used to that type of shooter, that right. type of linear gameplay.
Right.
Kind of just everything going to hell. You shooting the shit out of everything. Yeah. And I enjoy Wolfenstein a lot. So it was like, okay, Doom's not that far from me now.
Right.
Now I see myself getting it. Mm-hmm. And I really, really did want to get this one as soon as it dropped. But looking at the month, looking at the titles coming up, I don't think
it's a heavy. There's a lot of heavy hitters coming. Like that Resident Evil might have to, I might have to pause on it.
I don't know when it comes. What does it come out?
I thought it was coming out end of this, end of
It don't matter when it come out if it's anywhere within the next 2 months.
I guess the demo tricked me. Sorry, I thought the demo. I mean, I'm thinking the demo's out now. Maybe a week later the game's coming out. My bad.
No.
So yeah. Lex, man, I need to hear what Lex got to say about this. Did you play 2016's Doom?
Of course.
Okay, cool.
Of course. I'm all a right. big Bethesda fan.
Same.
And Machine Games, the people that made the Wolfenstein.
I love them.
Okay, to touch on what he said, yeah, it's definitely an improvement over 2016 Doom, most definitely.
Quality of life. Man.
Two, you went back to how they got it to run. If you don't know, John Carmack at id Software, those guys, they are all about tech. They're using the seventh version of this Unreal tech, and it has improved. Digital Foundry did a... deep dive into
yeah I haven't watched it yet but
watch
I
that
it.
And it'll show you the tech on how they did it because they always do that. They're minimal. What they go for is 60 frames a second, the highest possible fidelity on any platform.
Right,
so on my PC I'm running it on ultimate nightmare like the top and that You're thing right. runs. My card is just munching that thing up.
Holy
my card is like
shit.
Come on, this is good. It's running on the Vulkan API, which is great. They're using that. The game is fantastic. It definitely fixed a lot of the waypoints. The fast travel is incredible. You are rewarded for every single thing you do, and they give you a marker.
Yeah.
So if you're hitting all the demons in a certain stage, it has a little marker, and you get a bonus.
Right.
If you're doing all the boss battles, it clear the boss battle, you get a bonus. So it definitely keeps you engaged into what you're doing. So if you're just a guy that just wants to clear dungeons and get all the power-ups and get the extra life and things like that, they got you.
Right.
Haven't touched the multiplayer yet.
Same.
But the
game. I wouldn't mind touching that.
Yeah. It the premise of it sounds interesting. I'm not ready yet. I'm just enjoying the single player story mode, but that game runs like a dream.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great game, definitely a good contender. It came out at a great time.
Mm-hmm.
Regardless of what's going on, this is pretty much the part of the year where it's slow.
Right.
So I think it has a good jump
on everybody.
On getting sales. Don't be surprised if those sales are incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
maybe better than the first one.
Yes, I agree.
I played 2016. Mm-hmm. Didn't care for the single player much, but I did dabble a bit in the multiplayer. It was fun.
Right,
2016 and multiplayer.
Right, and I'm pretty sure. Yes, it did.
I did.
Check my YouTube out.
And it was
check my YouTube out.
That was pretty fun.
Yeah, it's different. But it's different.
I did a highlight reel, man, just the way I was doing them on multiplayer. But just to speak one last time on the campaign. Because you said you didn't really care for the campaign.
Not in 16. Because it just seemed just go kill shit.
No, this has a story.
Right. This one has a legit story. The first one, they kind of made it where you cleared out rooms, you kept moving, and you didn't really know why you was doing all this.
Yeah.
There's a slight story undertone or whatever, but this one is clear.
Yeah.
You know what you're doing. You know what the deal is.
Cutscenes.
Cutscenes, yes.
There you go.
There's cutscenes.
Cinematics.
No, it definitely needs it because you want to see your character. You want to see him interact with
And there's customizations the to the suits.
Oh, yeah, there is customization. And skins. You can have different skins. It's nuts.
In the cutscenes, too.
It's nuts. It's nuts.
Ooh, I got that Twitch Prime.
So if you change like a fit, then it'll show up in the cutscene.
Yeah, I got the unicorn fit.
Oh, Lord.
I'm rocking it.
Oh, Lord.
Unicorn fit. What?
All right, man. That's it for Doom for now, man. But... you guys, man. You guys been putting some gaming in on this. Yeah. Y'all opened the restaurant.
Before we get into that, I wanted to, because I know you're probably itching to find out
what
the reason why I didn't pick up Doom is because I'm waiting on that FF7.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I've already
what's
put
the
it,
date on that?
I've already put it
April 10th.
I've already put it up.
Even
there.
With everything going on, it is still set to release.
I even talked to my wife about it this morning, and she actually seemed halfway interested. So I was like,
shit.
Wow.
Instead, I have Persona Royal coming out.
I'm getting both. I don't care. I mean, I'll play them back and forth. I don't know. Right. I don't care how I'll do it, but I'm getting both.
Right. Persona, that's a game you kind of got to, you need to quarantine.
Yeah. No, yeah, you do. That's 100 hour plus first playthroughs.
Yeah. So, Overcooked 2.
Oh, God.
Yes.
Chef. That could be a game of the week.
That could be a game of the week. Oh, I wish we had the
clips due time. Soon. Due time. Clips coming due time. Soon.
We may have to throw that as a one off in the IG because that is
that's
it's
fine.
Literally comedy. Like we're
so we start off right, and you get to pick different characters. So I was a shark. Well, no, that was when I was solo.
He was a mouse.
I was a mouse,
and I was the turtle.
So I was Ratatouille. He was a turtle.
I was a turtle. Yep.
Okay. Now, the premise of this game is. What was the king's name again? King Onion or King?
He's an onion. He's I don't know onion. What his name is, right. But he's an onion. And he has a dog named Kevin.
He has a dog named Kevin. His land's getting taken over by zombie bread.
Yep. The unbred.
The unbred.
The unbred has taken over the kingdom.
Yo. So basically, as you're going through the kingdom and feeding people and all this stuff, so you have different kitchens, and obviously you start off small. So like the first one is just easy.
Basic. Cutting up ham. Basic.
They have like checks in the restaurant world. We call them checks. People's food orders come in.
Okay.
You put it on a rail, and you start one, and you go through.
Old school diner flow.
So it'll pop up, and then they'll show a picture, and it'll be like, all right, so fish orders first. So right. Then it'll show you what you kind of have to do
to get the fish
to use to make the order before you can sell it.
Right.
So they start off easy. Grab fish, cut fish. Put on plate.
Put on plate. Sell.
Yep. So they're basically getting you the tutorial.
Right.
Grab shrimp. Cut shrimp. Put on plate. Sell.
Yep.
Then it goes to cooking rice, making sushi, boiling the rice, cutting the fish, getting the rice paper. But you just put it there and it does its own thing. So it's not like
a little timer you got to wait on.
Okay. Gotcha.
It's
got
not
you.
Like you got to like spin circle to last. Yeah, right. It's not that in depth. It's just like
time management.
Grab it. Hit X by the plate, it gets put on a plate. Grab the rice paper or seaweed paper, hit X, put on a plate, it makes it.
Cool.
So you have to get points, and you get tips, and that's how you clear the levels. You get up to 3 stars. Mm-hmm. It gets harder and harder and harder to the point to where...
Y'all yelling at each other.
There's one point where we found out we can throw shit.
we can throw like, stuff. Yeah.
So we started... Rest in peace, Kobe. But we started throwing rice from downtown at the pot.
In the
Kobe!
Pot. You could throw it in the pot and it'll start cooking.
And it'll just start cooking.
Yeah. You get to a certain point where the kitchens are literally split. So there's like a half that I can't access and half that he can't. Oh, but I have the lettuce that he needs to cut. Grab the lettuce, throw that shit, cut it.
And one.
He throws me rice. So I boil it. Rice. Yeah. It was going crazy.
It was another one where I had to boil pasta, but he had the pasta.
Yeah.
I had to cut the mushrooms, but he had the mushrooms. Mm-hmm. He needed plates, but I only had access to cleaning plates and serving plates.
I want
to
play that today.
So it was crazy. We had to work in the teams. And you could play up to 4 people.
Yeah, say no more. PS and BS.
That game is insane.
It got crazy to where we're going. I kid you not, I've worked in kitchen for 16 years. The way we played last night is exactly how it goes in the kitchen.
Yeah. I've never eaten out again.
I got to the point to where I'm like, Biggs, just tell me the next 4 items.
Yeah. This is how it is. Three steaks, one mushroom.
Three steaks, one mushroom. Purred. And that's what herd is the biggest thing. Herd. Anyone who's listening to this, if you worked in a restaurant, that's how you know I've worked in a restaurant. Herd is the number one word that anyone in the restaurant business knows what that means.
What does that even mean?
Herd is like, herd. I heard it. I got it.
I heard it. I understand. I'm on it.
I thought he meant
say
like
no
herding.
More.
No, yeah, I'm herd. Like, herd. No, like you say, I need 6 steaks down. Herd.
Yeah, heard.
Heard that call out.
10-4.
So basically, I'd be like, I need this. I need. He'll yell it out. This is the next 3 things. All right, cool. So I know
that
I need rice.
That was the level. That was
now.
That's
now
crazy.
He can cook the rice. So I'm just throwing rice.
Yep.
Just throwing rice on his side.
I can pick it up, put it in the boil. I'm throwing what he needs on the other side.
And I'm cutting it. And I'm putting it back. And then we're running back and forth like this. And I'm like, oh, we need plates. Boom,
we need
plates.
I got to get the dirty plates from the people who ate.
Yeah.
I got to wash them and then put them on the trolley for it to go over here.
And this is Overcooked 2?
Overcooked 2.
Yeah. I told you guys about the first one, about these games. They're good.
And they just get harder. Like, there's certain boards where we're on a blimp or some sort of ship.
Right.
And then, like, a gust of wind will come. And then the kitchen will shift.
The whole kitchen will shift.
And then all of a sudden, one of us has access that the other one didn't. And then vice versa.
Yep.
Right.
So it's, like, insane because... Damn. The game will change on you on an instant. There was another one where we're in the middle of a road. Construction was going on.
Yeah.
And there was four stations.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, you're going, I'm chopping.
And then
construction workers will just turn.
Move the whole thing.
And all of a sudden, your station's up here now.
Yep.
So then you have to run after it.
You can be in the road. You can get ran over by a car.
You can fall off
the kitchen can be split by a road.
And I'm assuming by the name Overcooked, you can actually burn the food if you forget about it.
Yo, you got to get that. Yo.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, because if you put the rice in a pot, it could overcook. If you put the pasta,
that's the clip I'm going to use.
There's frying pans, and there was one point where
that's going to be one of the clips.
There's one point where sometimes they have like little fire pits and they spit out fire. And Biz goes, yo, this shit on fire. Everything's on fire. Yeah. I'm like, get the fire extinguisher then. And you got to get the fire extinguisher. And you're like,
yo, I'm going to use that as one of the clips. We were on, I forget what map we were on. Yeah. I had two things of rice in the boiler and I never boiled rice because I didn't know what could happen.
Right.
So I had them boiling and I was like, yeah, rice is cooking. And I'm sitting there waiting on dishes to wash or something. And then they give you a little caution symbol and it keeps flashing fast. And he's like, Steele's like, the rice. Get the rice. I said, what about the rice is cooking? Dude, get the rice. And then it goes on fire. He's like, fuck. He grabs the fire extinguisher. Yo, it is insane. It is crazy.
You have to mix things. There's sometimes where you got to grab the flour. There was one board where I'm like, yo, I need, I'm like, just start throwing me flour. Yeah. He threw over like 9 packs of flour. Yeah. So he didn't have to worry about it.
Hey, man.
And then I have to mix the flour and the meat and then give it to him so he can steam it. And then he has to give it back so I can finish doing this. And then I put it back. It's crazy. It's a lot of teamwork.
It is crazy. Yep.
Right. Mm-hmm. A lot of communicating.
Teamwork, a lot of communication, and it's fast paced.
That's the type of thing I like.
I have a question. When you guys are playing, so it's just two of you played.
Yep. Yeah, right. We played last night.
It's just two and two AI or just two?
No, just us two.
We actually ran into one public with one other person that was playing the game, and she was a beast too. But
we didn't know that we can actually do story mode together.
Story mode.
So we went to arcade. And you can play online with other people. And it gave us this chick. And yo, this girl was like,
she was going crazy.
I need four meat. She ran over here. She's like,
and she was communicating with you guys.
No.
There was like a blip system or something.
They do have that though. If you're not in party, like they do have a little bubble chat. Like you can say something.
So
like,
how was she working with you guys? Or she was just doing her own thing.
We were just doing it somehow.
But yeah, usually when you're solo. When you're solo, Lex, usually you control both chefs. You like hit R2 or whatever, and you control the other one.
Yeah, and then
so having both of us be different people was a lot easier.
Because it got hard solo. There were certain parts where it's like, you got to go over here, then you need dishes. There was one stage that there was a conveyor belt. Oh, no. The part where we pass plates to one another to sell and or clean would just fly back and forth.
Yeah, he was just looking at that on his thing. That was one of the most challenging things.
And then that's what we do. We just go from stage to stage. There's a lot of stages. It gets harder and harder, and you got to just work on your communication. And then if we only two start, then we restart.
We always try to get three.
We get to the point where it's like, okay, we kind of see what we have to do now. Right. Let's mix it up. And then we're both just like...
Yeah, it's crazy. Overcooked 2. That game is good. It's fun as hell.
So other than Overcooked, because it sounds like that's a game that we must play together.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's crazy. It gets hard.
Anything else happen this week for you guys?
I was going to touch on it for an itty bitty second because I forgot to name it in my recently played. I got into Control over this week.
Yeah, it's a surprise, right?
I told you I was on to something that I wasn't going to tell you. I was going to save for the pod.
You played Control before me?
Before he even starts, there will be a counterpoint, good or bad. I don't know. He hasn't told anybody.
Right. This is a shocker.
There will be a counterpoint for me.
Yeah.
Okay, go.
So my thing with Control is...
First, where did you play it?
PlayStation.
Okay.
Which is
because it's on
PlayStation now. Yes.
Okay, cool.
And also Overcooked 2 is on PlayStation now, just as a heads up for y'all.
So that's what I'm doing.
Yeah. So that's what I did. I was going to buy it and I was like, it's on PlayStation now, Steals. I'm downloading it.
Say no more.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have PlayStation now, so.
$10.
So Control. I don't want to say this or that, but I am going to say that I will wait for a PC release. Because I feel like the PS4 doesn't handle that game the best.
And that's why I'm waiting on the PS5.
A lot of things she can do, the character, and a lot of things you end up doing, and a lot of things, when the screen gets too crazy, literally it just like turns into Warframe looking It's ambitious. Yeah, it's ambitious. Maybe not for the PS4, maybe a next gen or PC.
Right.
Could handle all the stuff going on there. The story, I don't think I gave it enough time to really soak in the story. It seems like very psychology based.
Right.
A lot of things going on inside her head, some secret organization or bureau or something going on. Right. Something is going on.
Something's happening. That's usually what happens in the game.
Yeah. But to me, like, it felt very Infamous like. It felt very gameplay-wise.
Right, right.
Like Infamous.
Shout out to Second Son.
Yeah, if Cole had a gun, like, that would be Control.
Right.
Gameplay-wise. But My only thing about it is I don't think PS4 handles it too well.
Right.
So I'll wait for it on PC. I'll give it a shot on PC and see how
I'm
that
definitely
goes.
Holding out. Even that you said it's on PlayStation now, I'm not going to play it on PlayStation now. I'm pretty much going to hold out for next gen because I've heard that before too as well. Yeah,
I'll probably and, do the same.
What was your counterpoint?
What was your counterpoint? Because I got something else.
I wanted to play it first, but I'm saying that eventually later on down the line, there will be a counterpoint when I play it. I haven't played it yet. I haven't played it.
Okay.
So, and I'll probably play on both.
I know you were saying something at work the other day that you said you had some like low key demo. You want to hold that?
We're going into demo now?
Oh shit! I'm skipping over things. We got a new segment. Is that it? Is anybody else got anything that happened? All right, cool. So, I don't want to go too deep in this, but we got the console wars has officially started.
Mm-hmm.
Xbox Series X.
I don't know if it's really a war.
It is a war.
It's not a war if you know you're gonna win.
Okay.
hold on.
All right.
Sheesh.
There we go, man. Anyways, this week we got two heavy hitters come out blow for blow. Xbox coming out first, showing all their specs, and then 2 days later, PlayStation came out with their specs. They came out with two different angles.
Right.
I think, in my opinion, even that I'm a PlayStation guy, I feel like I don't think we need to even talk about the specs too much, no deep dive, because that's already out. If you listen to this podcast, you already know what we're talking about.
Yep.
You know.
And if you don't, then obviously
do your homework.
Go
Digital Foundry, go do your homework.
This is more of just a personal opinion.
Yes.
Right. This is just a personal opinion. My personal opinion, Xbox did it right. They got with some legit YouTube guys, gave them the specs, and let them go to town with it. PlayStation picked one of their little engineers.
He did. That PlayStation did a lecture. I mean, not everybody's in tune with it.
Exactly. So, and
they
did come out with some, the systems, in my opinion, there is some, they're pretty much, it's just like the Xbox One and the PlayStation 4 now.
Damn near the same shit.
Damn near the same.
Yeah.
Trust me, we're going to be, that picks the Xbox up or a PlayStation 5 is going to be okay.
Right.
It's not going to be a night and day difference.
Right.
Right.
That's how I feel, at least.
At the end of the day. But my deal is the presentation. PlayStation dropped the ball a little bit on
this.
And
they haven't they haven't said a damn thing. And then when they do, the way
they did
it
probably was. That's my grief about this.
Yeah, it probably wasn't too exciting. I think people were waiting for like a show.
They were smashing everything.
I was ready for them to hit the pyro. Drop some gameplay.
I'll wait for all of you to go before.
I was ready for PlayStation to come out. I was feeling like Xbox came out just because they might have heard PlayStation was coming out in a few days. And they're like, shit, let's just drop this shit as fast as we can.
Or maybe vice versa. Maybe PlayStation like, all right, it's not, people starting to talk. We're not saying shit.
But PlayStation,
Xbox is showing things. Let's just,
this was
you, get on podium, talk, say
right.
It.
Yeah. That whole fake podium with the fake audience.
But it looked real. Kinda.
They dropped the ball. They dropped the ball.
I'm about to explode.
They dropped the ball. PlayStation. And we need you to come back in the second round and drop a bomb for us. We need you. I'm not giving up on PlayStation. That's not happening. But what I mean is they just did a trip. This is a little trip. They did a they're getting killed right now on Twitter. They're getting killed for the presentation. Just for the presentation, not because of the specs.
That's just one L.
Let's make it be clear. They're getting killed because of the presentation. That's my take.
But how many L's leading up to here has Xbox taken?
What do you mean?
How many systems are there?
No, I'm just saying with this whole PS5.
You guys caught it.
We're talking about this console war.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking about a past war.
Let's see. We've dropped the logo. We beat them.
Yeah, that's true.
We dropped another logo. We still outbeat them. We just keep dropping logos, and that's it. And it's just gets more
y'all,
people.
And then y'all put some.
Hold on. Hey, you had your chime.
Sorry. Go ahead.
You had your chime. Now it's my chime.
There you go, Steals.
As me being probably the only true PlayStation person at this table, because I don't own anything else.
Master race.
Yikes. I will say this. Yes, I do agree with you. They dropped the ball a little bit here. They could have did it a little bit better. That dude was boring as hell. Damn near put me to sleep at work. The YouTuber I was watching that was streaming it literally fell asleep during the stream. Woke up and went, I think I'm going to shut this down. I just fell asleep.
I think it's a good time calling tonight.
Yeah, right? I think we got enough. Granted, I've always said I don't play. I just play the games. I love the games. I love the system.
That's what you're looking
for. The games come out. I get their specs and this and that and the other thing. I don't look into that. That's just me. I never did.
Right.
I listened to the whole thing. I took very, very, very little from that I understood. Granted,
you're
going
to be able to hear sound behind you.
Okay, but all he had to say was 3D audio sounding, or however it was, you know, presented.
Yeah.
He didn't have to go in and say this gigabyte with this resistor, with this fucking...
Soundboard gigabyte.
Yo, it's like, he started 73 resistors, and this capacitor connects to this line and goes
Steel
into
felt
this
like
thing.
He was at work.
And I'm just like, yo, I didn't sign up for no lecture class. I feel like I'm in college right now. Like trying to learn something I didn't pay for.
But you know...
You know?
Guys, it's getting hot on this side of the table, just letting you know.
Before I let Lex explode, I'm just going to repeat what I told you earlier. When the PlayStation 4 was conference first came out, whatever year that was, in February or whatever, this same guy was on the stage.
Yes.
And this same guy did exactly what he did this time before. But the only reason why it wasn't talked about like this is because after he got finished, by the time you fell asleep, guess what? They started showing tech demos and shit like that. So you didn't care about all that shit.
So guess what you think is going to happen next?
They're going to drop the tech demos.
They are going to blow it out the water. Right.
Nobody
going to buy an Xbox.
Then they'll be good.
Lex, go ahead. I'm getting off the mic, Lex.
Do
all you
need to get a fan in here?
I need Lex.
No.
Statman.
Okay. First of all, it's Mark Cerny. That's the head. That's the main designer of the PlayStation 5.
Right.
So anytime you hear about a presentation that involves the name Mark Cerny, it's and you're not into like deep dive tech, it's not for you.
Right.
Second of all,
they should have said that.
They did say deep dive. They put his name.
They did. So I already knew. Right. I already knew what to expect.
Me too. As soon as I saw, I was like, that's that guy.
The other thing is, it was called Road to PlayStation 5.
Right. So this is
completely different mindset. The prelude. Completely different thing. Right. Third, this was a GDC, which is short for Games Developer Conference presentation that was already scheduled
for them, for the developers.
For Sony. Sony to the developers. So this is basically a developer conference that they were supposed to have at GDC, but in a much smaller capacity, and they happened to live stream it. Fortunately or unfortunately, depending how you look at it, the Sony fans or the PlayStation fans just saw PlayStation 5 reveal.
Right.
Maybe that's what they were thinking.
Right, of course.
Counterpoint to what Xbox did earlier in the week, which was very clear.
Right.
As well, saying, you know, they gave it to Digital Foundry, they gave it to the guy Austin, they just let people play with the system, and they let them
break it down for us.
Okay, that's the other thing. This is classic Sony, guys.
Yes, that's
this
what I said.
This is classic 100% Sony. So I understand from it might have misled a few people. I don't think it misled any people because I understood exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the timing, I think it was all about the week and the timing.
Right.
You had all this Xbox hype,
uh-huh.
and then you had Sony just business as usual.
Right.
That was the main difference.
Right.
So you know imminently there's going to be gameplay drops.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All the pyrotechnics, explosions.
Right. Because if you go back and look at Xbox's Digital Foundry, for instance,
right.
if you take out those little tech demo clips,
yeah.
it's the same thing.
Yeah, it's a guy sitting behind the screen and he's staring at a load time.
Right.
It's like,
it's
wow,
same
okay, I get you.
Thing.
Right. So this is just Sony playing their cards, business as usual. Trust me. I mean, like I said, it was just the timing and everything that's going on. But this was a planned conference. And that was already done. It was already in the books.
The wrong
and
they're just audience got hyped.
Through. Right.
The wrong audience got hyped, and they took it the wrong way because we're in the console wars officially.
Right.
Everybody's like, yo, Xbox came out. This is what we're doing. This is this. This is that. This is this. And Sony's like, okay, so we're going to our games developer conference thing, and we're going to stream that with Mark Cerny, which is always going to be the smartest guy in the room.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Respect him.
And that for me was pretty much computer porn.
Wow.
You know, that was fantastic.
Wow.
That was fantastic for me.
With that being said.
I was ready to go. So that was my thing.
All right, so the road has started.
The road has started.
The other thing is that based on what Mark Cerny said and what I understood, because I understood a lot of what he said, that was a very deep dive. Good Lord.
Yeah.
That guy went Titanic. I mean, that was way deep.
Right.
I didn't like certain things. I didn't like that they didn't. And again, it was. I kind of wanted to hear it. Maybe he could have. He could have said something about it.
Mm-hmm.
Smart delivery, which is something Xbox was talking about. Right. About if I buy Cyberpunk for the Xbox One, and the Series X come out, I'm good because I'm getting that version.
Right.
Right.
We smart don't delivery. Know
what PlayStation.
What PlayStation? They've been quiet right. upon that. And that kind of
scary.
I was like,
it's kind of scary.
The second major thing is backwards compatibility. As of now, it's only been confirmed that PlayStation 4 games, and not even all,
not
PlayStation
all,
4 games are backwards
at compatible. At first, when they did it, he said hundreds of games, the top hundreds games, or however they're rating them.
For now.
Though. And then, when they started getting flack, when Twitter started killing them, then they came up with the updated. Now the number is 4,000.
Yeah, literally. Yeah, it's now it's over. Now it's an overwhelmingly majority of all. I mean, this word, you're seeing it right there.
Yeah,
I mean,
will play overwhelming majority of all PS4 games.
Yeah, and hey, whatever. I don't know. I'm not tapped in too much on the backwards compatibility of Sony because I already gave up on that train years ago.
Right.
I know what Xbox is going to do. I know.
I'm more on the smart delivery.
Right. Now that's big. Now they're going to be forced to do it. The other thing we're waiting on in these console wars is price.
Right.
From building computers, the specs for the Xbox Series X
is going to be more expensive.
Is going to be at the very least, and that's like still cheap, a bargain for that machine is a beast. $600 at least,
right? And I'm seeing another one at $550.
And for PlayStation,
I mean, phones are dropping at $1,200 these days.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're paying them off in 2 years.
Exactly.
That's a different. And ball that's
you got a portable supercomputer in your pocket,
right?
True.
With PlayStation 5 specs. I'm not going to get into it, but it looks like they're more flexible and they're kind of not as powerful and overwhelmingly, but that will make the console cheaper for sure.
Yeah,
so far, that
whole storage is a little weird.
Yeah. So far it looks like, man, 856, whatever.
850,
just give me a terabyte, dude, and be quiet. So that's pretty much where that's at. So this is going to be very interesting. It's a completely the two opposite ends of presenting the console wars we're at right now. But also very similar to last time. It's just the circumstances now are different.
Correct.
No E3, four on, so
no
on and so
GDC,
forth.
No GDC, no packs, no nothing.
So we got to kind of chill and just trust.
Yeah. I trust
Twitter and YouTube, man. Console wars will be on Twitter and YouTube.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's going to be on demand. Your console wars is going to be on demand.
All right, cool.
So that pretty much covers that without getting too much into it. But I at the end, what I got from PS5 is that at the end of the day, it's all about exclusives.
Right.
And it looks like, from what Mark Cerny was talking about, that developers, especially exclusive studios, will have way more flexibility.
Okay, that's all I worry about. That's all I'm worrying about.
Because if you look at the magic that they've done, if you look at God of War, Horizon Zero Dawn, you look at those type of games, those games are on par and sometimes better than a lot of PC games.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
The magic that they work, look at Uncharted 4. I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah.
So looking at his presentation, what he's saying
It's
not even close. It goes, developers, we got your back. This machine, you know, to people that just worry about specs and teraflops, don't worry about that.
Right. That's how.
At the end of the day, you're playing this platform for the games and the exclusives. Yeah. Everybody's going to be fine, like Trav said. Everybody's going to be fine. But the silver lining, if you're down about this, is that those exclusives are going to be crazy. The flexibility that they have with these speeds and these GPUs and CPUs that they have is going to be crazy, especially for the exclusive. That's where
Spider-Man
it's going to show. Because Cyberpunk will look identical on Series X and PlayStation 5.
Right.
Trust me. It's going to look identical. Right. You're going to have to, like, Dojofan is going to have to do, like, a 15-hour video to spot that brick over there is not the same as, you know, it's not going to be like that. You know, we're not doing that. Right. So everybody's going to be fine.
All right, man. And that's... All you got something to digs?
For the console wars?
Yeah.
You
on the same board.
I mean, all I want to do is I want to make sure that you understand that I'm with you Like I told you yesterday, have faith in me. I have faith in PlayStation, so have faith in me because I have faith in PlayStation. So indirectly, oh, you have faith in PlayStation.
There you go. Right.
They're going to fix this, I promise.
Right. Right. Oh, fix this. No, I'm buying it regardless.
We're still getting PS5. Yeah, we're still going to fix
it. We're not changing the name of this podcast.
Yeah, we're still winning the console war. We're good. Yeah. Just a little bump in the road.
All
right,
man.
With that being said, we're going into demos now, right?
Demos, man.
Yeah.
So, and you were curious about, I know y'all got the RE3 thing.
Yeah.
I didn't get a chance to play it. I want to. I didn't get the chance.
Demo's valid, man.
I've been on a different demo. Have you been able to guess?
No.
No?
No.
Nobody has even a guess?
No. I know there's a demo that came out around when I went to go download the Resident Evil and I saw some chicks on the
cover. I stay away from demos. I don't care.
Okay. Just I was just making sure.
Drum roll.
I don't need it. I don't need it.
So demos. I've been on this past week the demo for Trials of Mana.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's a remake, correct?
I thought it was already out.
No. It comes out 4/26, I believe.
Jeez. My birthday.
Trials of Mana, which is a JRPG.
Of course.
Of course, yes. I think it's a remake of an original. I don't know what system it came on and what year
probably
it came out.
Probably
it said
Nintendo.
1995.
Okay, so
September 30th.
PlayStation 1?
Super Nintendo.
Yeah. Holy moly. Yeah, so it was a remake for that. I've been into that this past week. It actually got to the point where I was, like, legit level grinding a demo. Like, I was in...
Oh, you liked it.
Like, I was in a patch of, like, in the field with enemies for, like, a solid 45, and I'm like, I'm not going to progress in this demo until I reach level 5. And I'm, like, level 2.5.
Wow.
So I'm sitting here level grinding in this demo, and it's just cool. Like, it's one of those games where it looks good enough for you to get interested off rip,
mm-hmm.
and then they bring in the combat, which is not too simple. It's not too exaggerated, like, turn-based or anything like that, right. But it's simple enough to where you got light attack, circle. Heavy attack, triangle. Mix them up, you get different combos. You're done with the enemies. There's no, like, screen, like, complete, battle over. Like, no, it's just, like, you get a little thing on the side. Your stats on the battle, cool. You keep running.
Keep pushing.
It's very fluid. It's a fast. They got, a range of characters. And I think you can – it's one of those games that you can play it anyway. You can pick any of the cast of characters to be the main and two of the others that they'll throw somewhere in the story. So you'll end up having the party you want.
Will it run on Switch?
It will run on Switch, and what is crazy is,
because it is,
this is the thing about Switch. I'm going to answer my own question here. The thing about Switch, what does your cousin Biggs always tell you about the Nintendo Switch? The burning question when somebody brings up the Switch and games that are ported or released for the Switch is, can the Nintendo Switch handle these titles, or will it turn into a volcanic eruption in your hand? And I have an answer for this question for Trials of Mana. I've watched a couple of videos of comparisons from Switch to PS4,
uh-huh.
and it turns out when it comes to things like loading times,
uh-huh.
the Switch has a faster loading time than the PlayStation 4, which has swayed me to more than likely get this on the Switch, because the Switch is just about dusty enough to be ready to play another game.
Yep.
I need another game on Switch, so I think Trials of Mana may be a Switch copy, so but it's definitely.
So this demo did its job.
Oh, put yeah. You, no,
put
I'm
you
buying
on something
it.
New.
Yeah, I'm buying it. Yeah, I'm buying it. Yeah. I said
and
it.
And now
I
you're
said
buying it.
Yeah, I said it while I was playing it. I
so
was
demos
like, yeah, I'm buying
are still.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yeah. So demos, they used to be huge back in the day.
Yep.
Big thing.
Demo discs.
Remember?
Yeah.
PlayStation was it
Magazine.
Game Informer.
PlayStation
was
Magazine.
Before? There was another one. It used to come in the mail.
EGM.
With demos. Yeah, used to come in the mail. And you run, you get all happy.
PlayStation
all the
Underground.
New demos out, and you go and you play that junk like 1,700 times.
Yes, sir.
And then I was always a huge fan back in the day of playing demos.
Same.
Because too many times I'd buy a game thinking it'd be good, and it wasn't. So I was on the train of, like, I wish every game did a demo.
Right.
That way I
there was
could
no YouTube
see.
Back then.
Yeah, yeah. There
what you
wasn't.
Had was screenshots in magazines.
Right. Or
and
or it would be like Blockbuster, you know, back
that
in the
too.
Day.
That too.
rent the game first before you play it. I would do my own demos that way.
Right.
They stopped it for a long time. It looks like so far they've been coming it with just remasters.
Right,
demos.
Yeah.
But
they changed to betas and alphas now.
Yeah. Resident Evil 2. Demo when that came out, I played that, and that got me to want to get the game. Final Fantasy VII demo came out, and I gave that a shot.
Yep. And you, I think that's actually the episode that you weren't here for when we were talking about FF7 Remix demo.
What was your take on that?
Yeah. New Orleans. I'm buying that game, like I said already. Off the top, it's coming out. That's gonna be my quarantine game if that shit happens.
My quarantine game. Because
hashtag.
I was never a fan of Final Fantasy because not because of the story or because of the characters or because of the
combat.
I hated turn-based games. It's just that they just weren't for me.
Right.
You know, Cloud has this big ass freaking sword that I want to go up and then put my own combo in it. You know, to people. See, I don't want to sit there and hit X to attack. Okay. Next. All right. Circle to defend.
Right.
That's just boring to me.
Right.
Although I did give Persona a chance. And I did enjoy that game. I got to get back into that, too. So
right.
Since I paid for it, I got to finish it. But then this demo came out, and, you know, everyone was jumping on it, and Biggs mm-hmm. talked a lot about it, and Lex talked a lot about it, and Trav jumped on
it.
The train.
Yeah, he streamed
and,
it.
So I was like, you know what? It's a demo. What's the worst? I'm not going to like it. Right. And they gave you 45 minutes, and I just wish that was the game. I just wanted to keep going. I'm
right.
like, this is what I wanted. This is exactly what I wanted. And because of that demo, I'm jumping on a franchise that I outlawed.
Yeah. The outlawed
long time
Final
ago.
Fantasy.
Yep.
Probably pretty much me, low-key.
A lot of people
just,
are a
just,
lot of people
just
are doing
because
that.
Even Judd called me like, how you playing Final Fantasy and you hate those kind of turn-based games?
Exactly.
And
yep.
I said
exactly.
It ain't that no more.
It ain't yep. that no more.
I said it in the episode that we talked about it. I'll touch again real quick. 15 Final Fantasy 15 was supposed to do this for newcomers.
Mm.
It was supposed to make y'all feel like, "Oh, we're going to play this."
Right.
15 ended up even becoming a little too complicated, a little too ambitious
mm-hmm.
to where it still kind of turned people away.
Yeah.
Right.
So, it seems like 7 remake is doing what 15
started or tried to.
Right.
So that's always good because 7 is the most
that
iconic
means
Final Fantasy.
Square Enix is listening to
right,
people.
Right.
Cool.
Which is, it's perfect that it's happening for 7 because it's definitely a story that Square wants everyone to know about
because right.
it's one of their babies.
Yep. For me, have said that I played the Resident Evil 3 demo mm-hmm. this morning.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
After dinner, I was sitting there and I'm like, babe, I got to go download this demo and play it so I have something to say tonight or at the podcast. You know, doing work. It's work, baby.
That's what I told my girl, too. Hey, man, I got some work to do.
Go put in some work. She's like, all right, whatever. So I played the demo.
Mm-hmm.
This demo was short.
Yeah,
It was short.
Yikes. Like I came out the room, and she's like, you're done already? Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yikes.
But
okay. Graphics
were good.
Yeah.
Gameplay. I don't think it's good enough to get me to spot that money right away.
Right away. Huh?
Personally.
That's fair
and
enough.
That is why I personally like demos. I know right. I kind of feel I know where Lex is coming. He doesn't like to have anything
ruined
and he'd rather enjoy it from start to finish the way it was meant to be.
Mm-hmm. If he sold, he sold.
That's right. Yeah.
He doesn't need convincing.
But I manage. Like my money is like my number one thing.
Right.
People who know me know that I can't. One of my biggest pet peeves is wasting money.
Right.
And if I waste money on a game, that pisses me off. So if I have the chance to play a little demo, even if it's a 5 minute, well, it took me like 20 minutes to beat the.
Probably took me probably
15, 20 minutes to 40 beat the.
40 minutes because I wasn't really used to the that whole, hey, you need to get here, but before
yeah.
you get here,
you
got to
go
back
this.
And collect this, that, then, yeah. third. And I was still trying to figure out the game because I'm not a big Resident Evil
yeah.
guy, and I played, you know, Resident Evil 6.
You need
which
the
was
switches,
a shooter.
You need the yeah. little things for the
yeah.
switch.
So me
right,
being
right.
a Resident Evil veteran, I guess you could say,
right.
I already knew how to dissect stages.
Right.
Oh, that looks like the way I'm supposed to go. I'm going to go explore over here and
right.
go up these steps and go do this. And I'm going to unlock this. Because
right.
I remember you had mentioned when you played it. Like, you found the shotgun, but it was locked. And
right.
You found this and that. When I went to the shotgun, I had the bolt cutters on me. I grabbed that bitch.
See,
I had the shotgun.
I saw the shotgun before. Right. And
I had the shotgun. I already knew. When I got to the next part, what I needed, the only right. thing was the hose for the fire hydrant.
Right.
I got that eventually.
You should have seen me at that fire hydrant.
But then,
I was over there shooting it, throwing grenades on it.
I tried using the dang bolt cutters just to see, but it wasn't that.
It wasn't happening.
But when you came out that door first and you saw that nemesis, he's on another level.
Dude.
Boy, you
what
can't
they say,
touch
you said,
him.
What you said, they
yeah.
said the nemesis was Mr. X on drugs or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he makes Mr. X look like like My Little Pony.
I was actually I was terrified playing that part.
I was like, damn, he like he said, just lunging in the air, showing up. But I did stagger him a few times, shot a couple of barrels, and then next thing you know, you take a step forward, and the demo's done.
Right.
So I was just like, oh wow,
that was it.
So the game is good.
It's good, man.
I'll get it for a rainy day later. It's like it's not something that I'm gonna get.
Yes, I'm on the same. I'm on the same page with him. If I had to choose between Resident Evil or Final Fantasy
VII, I want to play something else.
I mean,
really?
No. I mean, Resident Evil is my thing. I mean, listeners know,
right? Yeah. And I'm a horror fan.
I mean, I'm a huge Resident Evil fan But
and again, I'm not saying that demo should be outlawed. I think they definitely serve a purpose.
Right. Mm-hmm. And it did its purpose for me.
Not like alphas and betas, which to me serve. Well, I think that they do serve the purpose of definitely stress testing the
correct.
These demos, yes, for the developers. At least for this one, was set up because I don't know if it told you, but when I was going in, it said, "Do you allow bits and pieces of your video to get sent to such and such for testing?"
Oh, damn! I didn't read the fine print.
And of course not. You just hit next, and you're just
And I say, "Yeah, go ahead." Yeah. You know that
I can
way.
Say after you play this game, you owe us an arm. X.
Right.
Somebody's knocking on your door. Yo.
Basically, I'm helping them look at shit so they get a case of. I don't know what their algorithm is on what bits and clips that they pull for whatever their research is, but. I was like, yeah, I'll help you out, whatever.
Question, real quick. Still, I don't know why this popped in my head. When you started up Overcooked yesterday, did it not say something about feel free to stream whatever of the game?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy. Feel like, they want it.
They want that.
That was just crazy. I just thought about that. I don't know why.
I got a question for you.
It's the first time I saw something
about Resident Evil demo.
Yes.
Did you open that safe?
Oh, shit. I totally forgot about the safe.
All right, never mind. That was pretty cool to me.
You opened it?
I totally forgot the safe.
It's just the way that you find the combination was pretty dope to me. Because usually when you play normal games.
I read that paper and it said something about a chick's name.
Right. It gives you a chick's name.
Yeah.
And that's it. And the code is literally, it's not something that you can interact with. You literally just got to be looking around the map and then you see something. You're like, okay. And I literally had my girlfriend write down the combination.
Oh, okay.
The old days. Gotcha.
And I went back to it.
Taking notes, man. Yeah. Taking notes.
Yeah. So that I like that part. Of it about
I totally
it.
Totally.
That's so well, Resident Evil thing.
Once the damn Nemesis came out, it was just mayhem. Right, it was just mayhem, and I'm just running around. He's grabbing me, throwing me against the wall.
Yeah. He eggs me out twice. He canceled me twice.
He touches you, and it's. You're supposed to fall. You can't kill Goku. So.
He's not going to fall.
He's never dead.
So right now, I just want to ask the questions about demos. Do you guys think that they should be always coming out with games with like major titles? Should Cyberpunk get a demo? Should the next GTA get a demo?
If it's going to help put out a better product, I would say yeah.
Yeah.
If definitely. Cyberpunk comes out with a demo, you're playing it?
Hell no.
He's not playing demos, period.
He's not playing demos. Listen, there's nothing like...
I don't think I would play Cyberpunk's demo.
There's nothing like booting up a game you know you're going to buy.
Right.
Yeah, I'm a lot more likely to... Even though I really was curious about Resident Evil 7.
Bad. Right.
I mean, look, Resident Evil 3 is not going to be bad. I played the original.
Well, to me, it's like it's a new thing for me. So that's why I like the demos.
That's something new. Yeah, that's
But if it's something that I'm already co-signing, like
I was real
Call
curious
of Duty,
about,
I don't need a demo.
I was real curious about Resident Evil 7, but I knew it was going to be fine, but still just the hype made me download
that
demo.
FF7, I can see
because it's a remake.
Right.
Definitely needed a demo.
Right, right.
Because they needed to rectify a lot of things and give people that faith. Like, we're working on it. It's good.
We got it. Right.
It's coming. Don't worry about it.
Let's hope they don't change things.
Yeah. But I definitely see myself valuing demos a lot more for games that I necessarily don't see myself getting off rip. Like, if they had a Kingdom Hearts 4 demo, it's like, all right, I'm getting Kingdom Hearts either way. At this point, I'm just playing the demo to feed me. You know what I'm saying? Just
give you the appetizer.
Right. But if I'm doing, if Doom had a demo, Doom Eternal had a demo before it dropped, I would definitely play it because it's like, okay, is this something that I could potentially buy?
And I feel like that's the purpose of demos.
That's why I play demos.
The one that came out in 16, Doom Eternal had a demo, I would have played it too, because then that would help me want to spend my money or not.
Right
now, I'm just still going based off.
Yeah, it lets you decide when you want to spend the money and if you even want to spend the money. So.
Yep.
But that's why I play demos.
I say this, I'd be fine if demos came back around pretty hard.
Keep them coming.
Just keep them coming.
Just keep them coming. Just Don't give them to
keep
me.
Keep us interactive.
Don't give them to Geek
keep
Elite.
Keep them away from
me. Keep them away from
me. Yeah, keep them away from
me. Spoiler free, too.
Yeah. He's not watching no trailer, no demo.
But even in this demo, it said that this isn't the actual gameplay. Like this, what right. we played. What
was
we
not
played,
part of the story.
No.
Like it could be tweaked. It could be polished. Changed,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Tweaked, that's what all demos say. Yeah, yeah, so, they, even so, alphas and betas, of course, they say yeah, that.
So it's like,
not a final product.
Shout out Temtem. Yep. Not a finished game. Tells you straight up.
Right. You know what you're signing yourself up to.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what they're looking for. And now with the social media, like these demos can really be ripped apart real easily.
So yeah, they need, exactly.
So they need that to get in front of it before exactly. somebody yeah. breaks the game.
Yeah. But I think I'm not going to say that all games need demos. I think there's definitely should be a, just like any product, just like anything we buy in the world, there's definitely a mystery to it. Mm-hmm. There's definitely a loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know if Rockstar says, hey, we're making a new open world franchise, not mm-hmm. GTA, not Red Dead, right. just not Bully, just I'm in.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I know what they're doing. I don't need a demo.
Speaking of Rockstar, let's say, who's your favorite developer right now, top of your list?
Devolver.
Oh, Devolver's definitely up there. I would have to say, oh, man, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Okay, let's just say.
Different topic. That might be a topic.
Just pick one.
That might be a whole topic.
Just pick one right now.
Don't waste a whole topic.
It might be a topic.
Just pick a random out of your top. It doesn't have to be number one.
I would say Naughty Dog.
Okay, let's say Naughty Dog hit the PSNBS email
right.
and said, hey, we're going to send you over a link to a game we're working on right now. It's a little demo for a new IP. You playing it?
If they send it to me personally?
Yeah.
Like they send it to us.
They send it to us. They send it to Lex. They send it to you.
Oh, just me.
They send it to the podcast, but it's directed to you.
I will forward it to you guys.
Okay,
but if they sent it directly to you, you're taking care of it.
If it's just me and only me, yes, they're sending it for a reason.
They send it to your person.
But if they send it to the PSNBS podcast, I'm forwarding it to you guys. I don't need to know.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't need to know.
I'm telling you, Lex is not folding.
I don't need to know.
He's not folding.
Now, if they're just like, Lex, we want you.
Yeah.
Right.
Specifically you to play this game. Yes, they're reaching out to me. Naughty Dog, you guys are.
Hey, all the developers, you listening to this? Send those links, man.
Yeah, send it to us, though. Send it to us. Appreciate it.
I'll take care of it.
Wherever you at,
I'll sign the NDA. I'll take care of it.
I got it.
That'll happen, trust me.
Especially Naughty Dog.
Sheesh.
Trust me.
With that being said, gentlemen.
We here.
It's time.
It's time.
It's time. Right.
Yeah, let's
I got some bad news, but I'll let the music roll first before I get the bad news.
It's fine. Oh, yeah. It's time. Oh. Live from PSNBS Studios. Big Elite.
Michael Jackson?
News from OVO Biz and Statman Lex. Take it away, guys.
So let me go ahead and say off rip, the update news is very slow. I'll give you two reasons. Okay, number one, I've been busy. All right,
it's cool.
We all been busy. Okay,
yeah.
I will do the honor of naming some big update news, but it's actually pretty dry. Honestly, right. What I'm looking at here is another monster in Monster Hunter World.
Okay.
I'm also looking at a little advertisement they put out for the Fortnite new Slurp Legends bundle pack, a couple cosmetic stuff. I'm looking at the Tom Clancy Breakpoint, the damn near Splinter Cell that they already just need to announce already.
Right.
The Deep State teaser. I have the Tekken 7 Fakumram review. You know mm-hmm. that character?
No.
Or is it a new character?
That's probably a new character.
Okay. Yeah. He looks like, he looks crazy. he looks like Lex, to be completely honest with you guys. If I had a picture, I'd put Lex. Yeah, he looks like Lex, for real. I also see some more content for Dauntless, if anybody's still playing Dauntless. No shade, just saying.
Yeah.
Maowa update for Black Desert Online. I was actually really curious about Black Desert and almost got my money this week.
Wow.
It's not that much right now.
Oh, wow, look at this. A trailer for Trials of Mana. I don't need it. Trust me. I'm already buying you. It's all goody. I don't need it. Fortnite gets a new vehicle. It's called a Choppa.
It's a helicopter, guys.
Yep.
Oh. I wonder why they added the helicopter.
Warzone.
Oh. COD.
Warzone.
Oh, yo, they keep...
Oh yeah, Warzone. God. Definitely Warzone.
Hey, but shout out to Epic Games, man. I was playing Jazz Jackrabbit last night, man.
Yep. What?
Also, I'm looking at... Wait, what?
I didn't even understand you.
Jazz... The Jackrabbit.
Jazz the Jackrabbit.
Not sure you guys never heard that game?
No, never heard of
that. It's a platformer that came strictly to PC from Epic Games, one of their first games. And it was like Sonic, Mario, and what's that, Metal Slug, the one that's a shooter platformer?
Yeah, the side Metal scroller.
Slug. Right. That's right. Breaking. All three of those into one. Awesome game.
And the last Check it thing out. I got
Just Google
here,
it real quick.
The last thing I got here is a bundle for the newly... the new goddess Mulan for Smite, that she got a plus bundle now.
All right.
So, oh, boy.
That's, well, it,
that's
for,
it. That's it.
That's it for update news.
What about some game releases?
Lex definitely has game releases.
Yeah, we got a few games. It's still
a little dry slow. There. Yeah.
A lot of smaller games on digital. Out March 26, we have Arafel Enhanced Edition. Arafel Enhanced Edition is a 16-bit era Japanese-style role-playing game. Mm-hmm. Take in the beauty of a magical world floating above the clouds, then take on a menacing race of vampires hidden in the dark. Wow, what a contrast. Beautiful clouds and hidden vampires. That's out the 2016. 2016, yeah, it should have been. March 26.
All right.
Next, PS4 Digital, we have Dissection. I don't remember how I got into this house. Or this building.
What is that?
I only know that I need to quickly find a way out because something terrible is walking around and looking for me. Demos. Avoid meeting a living corpse and find key items to progress through the game.
Right.
Find the key to the front door and run away from this house. That is not a good description. I'm sorry. Not
if you're trying to sound different for a horror game. Because it just sounds like every horror game ever.
I tried looking for this game.
It sounds like you need to hire Lex or Biggs and just tell them the game.
Why me?
Because you guys can help them in this in this area.
Yeah, a lot of the...
Cut the check, man.
So it's dry. It's very slow.
Get money in game.
Doguragi. Yeah. Dogurai.
Dogurai.
This one I actually looked up. It's not bad. Dogurai is a retro-style platformer. This is the week of the platformers. With animal-like characters, graphics, and soundtrack design with old portable games in mind. Down to the limited color ranges and sprite sizes. It basically looks like a Game Boy Color.
Okay.
Yeah, that looks like a Game Boy Color game, like a Super Nintendo Color.
Yeah, it's a platformer. Right. You know, one of those. All
right.
Then we have...
What sound is that's the question here?
I'll try.
What sound?
Duck Souls Plus.
What is that?
Someone's getting sued.
Run, jump, and dash your way through traps to collect all the eggs. Duck Souls Plus is a fast-paced action platformer about a little duck with an incredible skill to dash and on a mission find all the eggs to save his species.
Oh my God!
Duck Souls.
This is what we're getting at the end of PS4. Man.
Give the triple one.
on PS4 Digital, we have Element Space.
Oh, there's more.
Yeah, the year is 2199. Will we make it? Assemble an elite crew and make allies as factions of the Galactic Congress grapple to determine a future. No, too boring. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Freedom Finger on PS4 Whoa. Digital. Freedom Finger. Freedom Finger is a music-driven side-scrolling shooter that sends you blasting through 40 levels of crazy cartoon action. You guys remember Defender?
Yeah.
It's like that, but you're a finger.
The plane?
You're a finger.
Yeah. Whether you want to chill and enjoy the story or crank the difficulty for a butt-blasting, ridiculous challenge, we've got you covered.
Again, I am the happiest person in the room for sitting next to you.
Freedom Finger.
I love seeing this.
Are you serious?
Butt-blasting. What blasting?
Look, Atreus fell. Atreus, this is not for you, kid.
Where does he turn around?
Turn around.
Boy.
I have to protect him.
Don't look.
This one looks interesting. Moons of Madness. Moons of Madness is a first-person story-driven...
This is all madness.
Yeah. ...driven cosmic horror game. Ooh, you got my attention.
There you go.
Where the scientific exploration of Mars meets the supernatural dread of Lovecraft. Now you really got my attention. As a technician stationed on Mars, you begin seeing and hearing things that aren't there. Visions, hallucinations. Is that even what it is? Or are you slowly descending into madness?
Dead Space.
First person, Dead Space.
Dead Space.
No combat.
Someone's in a suit. All right.
No combat.
Okay. So no stumping of heads. Okay,
cool. Here's one that might please the anime fans out there, including myself. One Piece Pirate Warriors 4, out March 27th. One Piece Pirate Warriors 4 is the latest evolution to Pirate Warriors action. based on the concept of experiencing a real One Piece battlefield. Buildings will come crashing down during the action, and attacks will throw up smoke and dust, placing you in the thick of the One Piece world.
Hey, see? Nice, sweet, straight to the point.
I like the cover. I like the cover. Cool. Feeling it.
I'm saving my Dynasty Warriors-esque experience for a different game.
Oh, this right. This is a shout-out to... I'm going to read this one. This will be the last one.
Yeah.
Shout-out to my boy Colin Moriarty. He has a game with his brother, Twinbreaker. Hey. Oh, wow. A Sacred Symbols Adventure.
Yes, sir. Yes. Shout-out to those boys.
It's basically Brick Breaker with a story.
Yeah.
Okay. The United States sends generation ships to a nearby star systems to find new planets to colonize. But once in interstellar space, the ships mysteriously disappear. Mm-hmm. When clues emerge about the missing spacecraft, two pilots jump through a wormhole into a story-driven Brick Breaker in the spirit of Arachnoid and Breakout. Mm. Shout out to Colin, man. Congratulations.
Hey, congrats, man. Yeah. Can't wait for the PS and BS game.
That's on you, bro. I mean, I'm probably the only one who gives a shit.
No, we're good.
He said, we're good.
With that being said, Biggs likes it. All right, we're moving on. All right.
So before we go anywhere, man.
Yeah.
Heard we got a little.
Yeah, this is it. This is your time.
This is your time, man.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, so. A couple weeks ago, I went to New Orleans, and before I left, these boys gave me a list of things they wanted.
Who did? Who?
I was just throwing stuff out. I don't remember.
Lex said, I need this.
Yeah, and I threw out like a spice or hot sauce or something.
And of course, Trav, not you know, trying to say anything, but he wanted chicken seasoning.
Yes, sir. Okay. The camera guy is like going crazy over there.
Of course he does.
Shout out to that boy D, man.
Shout out to Dan, man. Definitely.
Chicken seasoning?
Just any kind of seasoning. Yeah, seasoning.
New Orleans seasoning.
It's gonna be spicy.
It's gonna be spicy, man. I don't know, man.
So I got my little bag here.
Oh, hey, look at that French market.
World famous. World famous Nolens Cafe and Spice and
Pour. Look at that. Amazon.com, Twitter, Food Network.
Yeah, man. They legit.
So, Lex.
Yes, sir.
Stat man. Oh, yeah, that's
you. From Louisiana, your wife?
She's from Mississippi.
From Mississippi.
And I have, family in Louisiana. Family's there.
So, he asked for some beignet mix.
Yes, you are the man, bro.
From Cafe Du Monde.
Oh, yeah, I do remember him saying that much.
That place is amazing.
Yeah. Cafe Du Monde.
So we got him some beignet mix, sir, for you.
I'm going to expect to have some boy down.
And,
I got you.
Let's see, what do we have here in the bag that is. We got some Nolens Voodoo seasoning.
Oh, I think I've seen that before. Okay.
The guy said this good tastes good on anything.
Hey.
Ooh. All right. So for your chicken, it says our hottest spice blend, but don't worry. I tried the liquid part of it.
Okay.
It's got a little kick, but not too bad.
You'll survive.
I can't wait. But I have one at the house, too.
Uh-huh.
And you smelling it, it's...
Oh, you haven't used it yet?
No.
Okay.
You may sweat, but you'll survive.
It just depends on how much you use.
Trust.
The more you use, the hotter it's going to be.
Gotcha.
All right? But there you go.
Some chicken
seasoning for you.
Good looking, man.
This is it, man.
And I left Biggs last for a reason.
Oh, why?
Okay.
I didn't ask for shit.
He didn't ask for anything. He didn't ask for, but I kind of felt bad.
I didn't even know that was a thing that you guys were asking for stuff. That wasn't in the group chat.
No, that was here in person.
That was during recording.
That was during our first recording. No.
At group?
No, before. No, it was one of our like little meeting thingies.
Yeah, it was when we knew he was leaving and we were just like, hey, when you're out there.
Oh.
He's all like, get me a thing of cafe. It was just like a mix. He's
subtle
all like,
conversation.
Yeah, give me something for chicken.
I wasn't in it.
But I'm like, man, I can't give them gifts and not bring you anything.
Oh, man.
So I'm out there and I'm like, man, what can I get him?
Yeah, yeah.
And, I got something else.
Ooh.
Because I was in a store recently and I saw something and thought of you right away. So I know we've talked in the past and for the past episodes about, you know, you being young, and that's always kind of a joke and stuff like that. And we talk about type of drinks that we drink. Yep. And you said you've always been wanting to hit up that Hypnotic.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Hypnotic. Got it. Oh, no way.
Oh my God. He just got him hypnotic from New Orleans.
I got you.
You got me hypnotic. That's insane.
Personal, Wow. Personal bottle.
Hey, man, you know what's up, man.
If I wasn't driving up out of here, I would actually
pop
down
the
this.
Bottle.
Yeah, man.
Hey, don't share that with nobody. Hey,
this
trust.
This is definitely something I'm gonna get into soon.
That's like, no, we're cracking that when we get home.
Yeah, right.
We got some editing to do.
Yeah, I'm gonna lock in. Oh, I appreciate it.
Yeah, you're gonna need that. So next episode, you gotta have a little.
Review.
We want to know how that went.
Deep dive.
Oh yeah,
a little deep dive.
Deep dive on hypnotic.
I need to know how that went.
Hell yeah.
How that went?
Yeah, I'm gonna bring you some.
Oh yeah,
I got you.
Oh yeah.
So trust me.
French
trust
donuts.
Me.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So there you go.
Oh yeah.
Little
thank
song
you,
from
thank you, Steels.
The
thanks,
Biggie.
Thanks, thank you, Steels.
I appreciate thank it. I wish bro. I had
appreciate
a.
That.
I wish I had like
do
a
the
love,
clap. Do the clap.
Like a love
do
sound.
Do the clap, man.
Do the love sound. I want like a kiss.
A kiss.
I want like a kiss sound.
Hey, maybe PSNBs need to take a road trip, man, next time.
Yeah, man.
Maybe.
Like I said, we're planning to go next March again. Hey, we like going in March. It's crawfish season.
Say no more, man. Hopefully all this is over with.
We're already planning to go. That's like me and my wife's second home. We love going there. Right. More for just, you know, the culture, the food, just everything. It's just just our second home. We love it.
Right.
That's what's up.
And with all that being said, man.
Yeah, boys, we good?
We're done.
We are good.
That's
let's
it,
roll out.
Yes, sir.
Hey. Another episode, man. Another YouTube episode.
Yes. Yeah, that's right.
We out of here.
We're cranking them
out.
The
boys.
We good.
Yeah.